That is Every Man for Himself by the amazing Willie Murphy from his latest album, Dirt Ball, which came out in November. Willie died yesterday at the age of 75. He was a major figure in the Twin Cities folk, blues, and rock scene going back to the 1960s. In 1969, Murphy and Spider John Kerner released the critically acclaimed album Running, Jumping, Standing Still. In 1971, Murphy produced Bonnie Raitt's debut album. And in the 70s and early 80s, he led one of the Twin Cities' most popular dance bands, Willie Murphy and the Bees. Joe Demko played with Murphy in that band and others. Joe joins me in studio. Good to see you, but I'm so sorry about the loss of your friend.
Yes, Kathy, a big loss in the music community this morning with Willie Murphy. It breaks me up a little bit.
Well, he was a mentor to you.
Certainly. And he was the kind of guy, he never sold out. He was always a musician. He never held down a day job. A distinctive style as a pianist, singer, and writer. But he was also a community figure for the West Bank, a political guy, a political songwriter who had a huge music library. So musicians would flock to him and say, Willie, what about that record? And that he was a big jazz guy and knew, you know, pretty much everything from Blossom Deary through Ellington and before, studying country blues styles a la Dave Ray and Spider John, and a big mentor to a lot of people, Bonnie Raitt included. And certainly to me, learning some of those rhythm and blues styles.
So how did he help you? Because you are an excellent musician on your own.
Well, when I got into the band, I had just come off a country western road gig. So I had to learn some rhythm and blues quick. I knew some of the styles, but no, I knew some soul music. But the Bees, and I was in the Bees from 78 till 1984, we played soul, we played rhythm and blues, we played jazz, we played iconic rock, we played reggae, and it really was a college kind of kid dance band, and we toured the five-state area. So he helped me learn some of those styles, but the thing I really loved about Willie, he could write a ballad.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He was a lovely ballad writer.
So he had a soft and tender part of himself.
A lot of people didn't see that, but he was a very smart guy, well-read, a philosopher, political, as a singer, performer, writer, and never sold out. Was never, in fact, I think he turned down a producer job with Elektra because of the Running, Jumping, Standing Still and Bonnie Raitt.
What kind of a composer was he?
Well, if you were working on a piece with Willie Murphy, he would present you with a riff, a puzzle, and you would have to learn this very specific riff. And that riff would fit inside the bass riff that he taught to the bass player, which would fit inside the horn riff, which he would teach the horn players. And most of this stuff was not written out. This was what we would call head arrangements. So he would put together these arrangements in his head and know what the voicings were on the piano and feed them to the musicians. So it was like putting together a puzzle piece.
He lived a lot. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he...
I was there for some of that, yeah,
exactly.
Yes.
I mean, early on, there was the drug use, and, you know, he obviously struggled a little bit with depression, but he had a lot of life to mine and a lot of things to say, as you say, with his music.
Yeah, and he was an incredibly strong performer, an incredibly strong guitar player, an incredibly strong singer, pianist, incredibly strong writer. And on stage, it was a sweat fest. It was go, go, go. There was not, until you hit the ballad, you were not going to be resting on his stage. So he had a lot to say, and he knew how to say it, and he had something to say, which is different from a lot of pop players where they've got maybe one or two ideas, and they're sort of throwing it out there and see if it hits and it makes them money. Willie didn't make a lot of money, and he struggled with that in his later career when he wasn't as popular as he was in the 70s and 80s. But given that, he didn't really complain about it. He kept doing his art. He wasn't trying to please the public. He was trying to give the public what he thought they needed to hear.
I'm going to leave it there, Joe Demko. I'm glad you came in to remember your friend.
Thank you, Kathy.
I remember so dearly the times gone by. It's a dream that I just can't let go. We'd see.